Hello?
Mr. President, Mrs. James Mulligan.
Hello?
Ready.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President. How are you?
Mrs. Mulligan, I just thought you should know how proud we were of all of the men when they came up, but particularly of your husband when he made that very fine and eloquent statement.
Well, thank you.
And
thank you. We're very proud of him all.
And we're so glad that he's back and that, as I told some of the people here, I said that without the unwavering faith of their wives and their children and so forth, we could not have achieved what we have. In other words, I know how much all of you have been through, and we're most grateful for what you've done for the country as well as for what they've done.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I just finished talking to him again.
Good.
And he sounds great. Just fantastic.
Great.
And we're very proud.
Okay. Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah. You're not worried about the long hair, are you?
Oh, Lord, yes. Looks horrible. Although, I don't know if you noticed, and you probably didn't, we would, but Jim has sideburns, and it was so noticeable because, you know, none of the other men did. And he said, well, I got a haircut today. And I said, oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
He said, well, I really grew the sideburns because I figured, he said, I had to live with those kids.
Sure. Well, you tell them that that's the way it is. I mean, there are lots of families, and every kid has got to, live his own life, and it's the way they are.
Yes.
I remember Mr. President Eisenhower used to, before David married Julie, David used to wear his hair, not as long as they do today, but this was four years ago, and he said he offered him $25, he'd get his hair cut, he wouldn't do it.
That's what Tim said when he got home. You know, he had taken down for haircuts, and I said, well, let's kind of go a little slow on that.
Sure. Well, that's great. They're all great, but I was impressed by him and by Captain Denton and also the Colonel. They're really a great bunch of men.
Well, he did mention you this morning. He said that Colonel Reisner had called.
Reisner, yes.
And he said that, Mr. Nixon must be one of the finest men with a very strong moral character to have done what he did with the opposition that he had, because if it hadn't been for him, we would still be in Hanoi.
Well, let me say this. I can remember those years, I mean, going back to a little meeting in the library with some of the, POW wives and MIA wives. And
yes, well, I was there, Mr. President.
You were there in the first one, weren't you? And then you know all the dinners after that.
Oh, yeah.
The last one, I think, was at Statler. And I always remembered I'd go there, and I'd always say, well, don't lose faith, and you never did, I didn't lose faith, but I just don't see how you stood it. But believe me, the fact that you stood it, the fact we had your backing, really made the difference.
Well, you know, we questioned at times, Mr. President. Don't give us all that full credit.
Question who? Everybody does. My goodness. But what I meant is you could have so easily joined, just gotten out and said, look, get them back. We don't care what you do. Of course, if we tried, we wouldn't have gotten them back. You see, that's, how these people are. We had to do what we did in order to get them to be sensible.
Yes, well.
But thank God it's done, and we hope everybody else gets back before they change their minds.
Yes, well.
If they change their minds, we'll know what to do anyway.
Well, we've got to get them all back, Mr. President.
Well, that's
all come.
They're all coming. I've been in constant contact with Kissinger, and it's going to go forward on schedule.
Good.
You noticed the 27 came out of, after a little hassle, out of South Vietnam yesterday.
Yeah.
And the others are on schedule. We'll be on schedule. And, of course, the very fact that they are aware that we expect them to and we're going to hold them to it is going to make them do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we, that's our clout, you see.
Yeah.
It's, you don't want to use it. It's, nobody likes to do use strong means. But we found that's about the only thing that works with these people.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate, but perhaps I hope your overall plan works, because it would be tremendous, just tremendous.
Well, the main thing now is that, as I told Colonel Reisner, that these men, the men who died and the men who were POWs not, and all who served, not have done it in vain. So that's why we think that we have a good chance that that South Vietnam particularly, and possibly Cambodia and Laos, will now be able to grew up in peace, and even North Vietnam, we would prefer that what remains there of their people, they should live with their neighbors in peace. If that happens, it's all worthwhile. And if the South Vietnamese can have peace without communism, then it's really worthwhile, because anybody who's been to a communist country, Peking, Moscow, you name it, I mean, you know, and to any kind of a country with any degree of freedom knows what the difference is.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, anyway, I liked what he said about faith in God and faith in his country, and obviously I would add faith in his family.
Okay. We have great faith in him, and thank you so much for taking the time.
I'm glad we're not going to have any more meetings. But we will expect, after everybody is, you know, is rested and everything, why we want to get you and your husband down sometime, and along with some of the others, and just thank him personally. Okay.
Very proud.
No hurry.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, you brought one up on him. You can tell him that you met me before he did.
Oh, yes. And I talked about Dr. Kissinger. You know, he said, "Do you know him?" And I said, "Honey, I know everybody."
That's right. You ought to point out that Kissinger's a very eligible bachelor, too.
He knows this already.
Yeah.
I had quite an experience with Dr. Kissinger in the White House that someday I will tell you about.
Right. Well,
I promised him I wouldn't write it in the memoirs until he was long gone.
Yeah. Well, you tell your husband that I warned you that Kissinger was not to be trusted with anybody now. Not to be trusted with anybody except the North Vietnamese.
Well,
how's that?
I think I'd better tell him that until he gets home.
All right. Oh, I'm in. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.